Hey everyone. Sienna Cruz here, your resident dopamine damage control expert, back with another dose of real talk to help you navigate this crazy world we live in. Today's topic: mindful communication and conflict resolution. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels when things get heated? Like you're speaking different languages, or somehow missing the mark completely? You know that feeling when a simple conversation with a loved one turns into a full-blown war zone? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own communication breakdowns. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you transform those fiery confrontations into opportunities for growth and understanding. Number 1. Listen, really listen. It's so easy to get caught up in crafting the perfect response while someone else is talking, right? We're all guilty of it. But true communication isn't about waiting for your turn to speak, it's about truly absorbing what the other person is saying. Try this. Repeat back what you hear them saying in your own words. It's a powerful way to ensure understanding and show that you value their perspective. Number 2. Watch those words, folks. We all know words can cut deeper than any knife. Before you blur out something you might regret later, take a beat. Breathe deep, count to 10, whatever works for you. Consider the impact your words will have on the other person. Remember, kindness and respect go a long way, even when you disagree. Number 3. Embrace the power of I statements. Instead of blaming or attacking the other person, you never, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You made me angry," try, "I felt angry when." This helps to diffuse tension and encourages a more collaborative approach to resolving the conflict. Number 4. Find common ground, even in disagreement. Look for areas where you actually agree, even if it's just on something small. Acknowledging shared values can help bridge the gap and create a more positive atmosphere. Remember, you're not trying to win an argument, you're trying to understand each other and find a solution that works for both of you. Number 5. Learn to apologize sincerely. We all mess up sometimes, and that's okay. But it's crucial to own our mistakes and apologize genuinely when we hurt someone. A heartfelt apology can go a long way in repairing relationships and fostering trust. Okay, now let's talk about real life. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, things are going great, laughter is filling the air, then bam. The conversation takes a sharp turn. You disagree about something important, maybe it's about chores, finances, or even where to go on vacation. Suddenly, you feel that familiar heat rising, your blood pressure spikes, and before you know it, you're both speaking in accusatory tones. Sound familiar? But what if you could take a step back, apply those mindfulness techniques we just talked about, and actually turn this into a productive conversation? What if, instead of launching into a blame game, you took a deep breath, said something like, "I understand that this is important to you," and then tried to really listen to their perspective without interrupting? What if, after truly hearing them out, you were able to express your own feelings and needs using I statements? Remember, it's about understanding, not winning. It's about finding a solution that works for both of you. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those tricky communication situations with grace and intention. Listen deeply, choose your words wisely, embrace I statements, find common ground, and never underestimate the power of a sincere apology. Remember, effective communication is a superpower. It can transform relationships, build stronger connections, and ultimately create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Don't let those communication breakdowns rule your world. Take control of the conversation and watch your relationships thrive. And hey, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. Tell me about your own experiences with mindful communication and what strategies have worked for you. Drop a comment below or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and never stop chasing that dopamine positive life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.